Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to build a personal brand. And this is something that is actually important to both of us. And Neil's been doing it for a very, very long time. So Neil, I mean, why do you think a personal brand is important and why do you do it?
It's funny. I think it opens up a lot of doors. It can produce revenue more so personally. It can help you get jobs. If I had to do it again, funny enough, I would focus on a corporate brand instead of a personal brand. I think it would have made me way more money. It's important because it opens up a lot of doors, right? And it gets you into meetings. Like in business, I've met with countless billionaires, literally billionaires who are like, yeah, I read your content. I want to hire you. And I've gotten ridiculous offers where people are like, I'll give you 3-4 million, 5 million, 6-7 million to work for me full time, right? It's not my cup of tea because I hate being a 9-to-5 employee, but if I never had that personal brand, I wouldn't get those opportunities. But yeah, it's really effective. And the one thing that I ended up learning throughout the whole process is you won't build a strong personal brand unless you're consistent with whatever you're doing to market yourself, whether it's participating on the social web or blogging or podcasting or releasing videos. Consistency is what builds the personal brand.
Yeah. And the other thing, I mean, so what's interesting is you've mentioned there's a big difference between, you know, corporate and personal. So why would you go corporate? Like, what's the difference between corporate versus personal?
I don't know too many people who can sell their personal brand, but a corporate brand you can sell. Michael Jordan is only as good as Michael Jordan, right? And he's done actually exceptionally well, probably one of the best personal brands out there. But keep in mind, Michael Jordan is worth, you know, hundreds of millions, maybe if he's lucky, a billion. Corporations, on the other hand, like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, they're worth hundreds of billions, and there's a lot of them. There's not too many individuals with strong personal brands that are worth billions of dollars. You can sell a personal or a corporate brand. Once Michael Jordan passes away, that's sad, right? His brand diminishes. I don't know who created Pepsi or Coca-Cola, yet they'll still be worth hundreds of billions of dollars 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Boom. Should have done another episode on that, but it's okay. So in terms of how to build a personal brand, I mean, I think Neil touched upon the most important thing, and we've talked about this over and over. Just to give you an example again, like, you know, first year of doing my first podcast, 9 downloads a day, right? But you just keep going, you keep going. And the thing with consistency is that eventually you're kind of forced to get better. You're being held accountable to get better too. When you're putting stuff out there all the time, like, you know, let's say you're doing a vlog, let's say you are doing, again, audio, or let's say you're writing, you're forced to get better, you're forced to learn, because you don't want to just continue to suck, right? So you put in the hours, you get better, and then eventually you learn how to diversify into other areas where the attention is, right? And the guy that does this really well right now is Gary Vee. He's across all channels. Even though he doesn't like to write, he has a writer that writes for him on his blog, right? His team, he actually has at least three video people that's just dedicated to him. And
someone
more.
Was telling me the other day he has 8 people in his personal marketing team.
Exactly. So that's what I heard. And I have a friend that follows him like really closely. And yeah, it's pretty amazing what he's put together there. But they're just always on top of things, right? They're always trying new things. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, I think that's another good takeaway. Like, think about where the attention is for the people that you're trying to reach and then go there. But start small first, be consistent, and then once you start to get it going, start to expand into other areas.
Yeah, I don't really have much more to add on my end, so.
Great. So before we go, we have a 1-year annual subscription of Crazy Egg that we would like to give away. This is worth close to $1,200. And before I give you the details, Neil, what is Crazy Egg?
Crazy Egg is a visual analytics tool. If you're not sure why people are coming to your website and they're not converting into customers, or not enough of them are converting into customers, Crazy Egg will help you fix this. it'll show you visual reports on where people are getting stuck, how they're scrolling, what they're clicking on, what they're not. From there, you can modify your marketing and your messaging, right, from design to the text within Crazia using the WYSIWYG editor. And you can even run split tests to ensure that your changes are maximizing your sales, leads, and revenue.
Great. So if you want to get on it on this, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway. And we're giving away one of these every single week. And the cool thing is that you can get multiple entries. So just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to learn more. And we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.